We left off yesterday. We began to discuss Machlekes Rishonim about different types of Psik Reisha, which is going to hopefully lead us into a better understanding what the nature of Psik Reisha is all about. Let's review for a moment. We said that there is Machlekes HaTanoim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, but the Dovah She'enim is Kavin is a problem or not, often called Tarkul, as well as the Shabbos. And even according to Rabbi Shimon, we pass it like the Dovah She'enim is Kavin is Mutar, both the Rabbi Shimon Psik Reisha, that if I know by doing A, it's for sure going to lead to B, that's for sure considered to be a problem. So there's Machlekes, the Gemara tells us that there's a difference between a Psik Reisha the Nichalei and a Psik Reisha the Lo Nichalei. A Psik Reisha the Nichalei is for sure Asa Min HaTorah. A Psik Reisha the Lo Nichalei is for sure not Asa Min HaTorah. However, even though a Psik Reisha the Lo Nichalei is not Asa Min HaTorah, there's Machlekes HaRishonim, maybe it's Asa Min HaRabbanim. So Tosis and Avkov Gimel quote in the name of the Aruch, one of the earlier Rishonim, Tosis quotes in the name of the Aruch that a Psik Reisha the Lo Nichalei is Mamish Mutar. Totally mutter, it's mutter min haTorah, mutter min haRabbanan. And Tosfos disagrees with the Aruch and says that a Psik Reisha lo nichalei is in fact also min haRabbanan. So what would be a good example, just to make it easy for us, as an illustration, what's a Psik Reisha, the nichalei lo nichalei? Well, if a person wants to wash the tilos yadayim, and it happens to be they're going to wash in the backyard where the grass is growing. They're not particularly, their original interest was not really to water the grass, but on the other hand, once they're already washing their hands, and the grass is growing, so they're very happy about it. So to wash the tilos yadayim in your own backyard, that would be an example of a Psik Reisha de nichalei, because your primary intention is really to wash your hands, but your nichalei that the grass is growing. On the other hand, in somebody else's backyard, we don't particularly care about all that much. So that's called the Psik Reisha de lo nichalei.
Doesn't bring a ride for the aruch?
Yeah, we're going to discuss the rides. We'll discuss all the rides. So Psik Reisha de nichalei is for shortness of their eyes. Psik Reisha de lo nichalei, washing your hands in somebody else's backyard, according to the Aruch, is mutlach atchil, according to Taisus, is also b'dirabon. So what's going on exactly? What is this all about? What's the machlekes of Yishayim, Taisus, and the Aruch about? And what's the real secret behind Psik Reisha? So in order to understand this, you have to ask a fundamental question, raise a basic hakira. What is the nature of this halakha of Psik Reisha? If after all, Rabbi Shimon holds that a dumb shem is kavan is mutter, why should it bother me, why should it concern me, whether I know for a fact that B is going to result, or whether it's only a suffix that B is going to result? If we take into consideration things that are going to happen which are not your primary intention, then everything should be also. If we ignore the subsequent actions, then everything should be mutter. So what kind of halacha is this? Where does this halacha come from? So the Gemara tells us, so Rabbi Chanan Asim in his Kovit Shiurim suggests that there are two different ways of understanding this halacha of Psik Reisha. Two fundamentally different ways. When I present this Rabbi Chanan, I use my own terms. I don't think Rabbi Chanan uses these terms, but I'm going to use the terms which I think describes Rabbi Chanan's Hakira. One is the halachic version of Psik Reisha, one is the psychological version of Psik Reisha. So we'll start backwards with the psychology. So what's the psychological version of Psik Reisha? So Psik Reisha could mean as follows. That a normal Dovah She'enim is Kavin means I'm interested in doing action A. I don't even know whether action B is going to take place. So if I don't even know it's going to take place, Mehecha Teisa, then I'm planning on it happening. So why should we think that that's what I'm interested in? I'm interested in A, because I know for a fact that A is going to happen. B, Mehecha Teisa, maybe yeah, maybe no. So when I drag a light chair on the ground, and there's only a chance that B may happen, that the chair may make a hole in the ground, we assume that's where the Dovah She'enim is coming. However, if I know that every time I drag the chair, it's such a heavy chair, and every time I drag the chair, it always makes a hole, so we can no longer ignore action B. I can no longer say that I'm not intending to action B. I know that action B is going to take place. Once I know for a fact action B is going to take place, this is that's no longer a Dovah She'enim is Kavan. Psychologically, we view this as if your kavana is really on both. That's one side of a Bukhanan. That's what we call a psychological approach. That your knowledge of certainty of action B happening transforms B into being a Dovah Mechavan Mamish. Or maybe we could say a different pshat. Maybe the pshat integration, let me do it psychology, rather it's a halachic statement. What's the halachic statement? When A and B always go hand in hand, every time I do A, B always results, so we no longer declare that A is a separate ma'isa than B, but rather it becomes a compound ma'isa. It becomes one ma'isa. It's a new ma'isa called A slash B. A new mathematical, that's the mathematics. It's not A plus B, it's AB. There's a new entity called AB. So we thought that we could separate, we could distinguish between dragging chairs and making holes. That's only true when A doesn't always result in B. But if A always results in B, then it's no longer separate, distinct actions. It's one action. So now when I do action A, I'm doing action AB. That's why it's called Maidi Rabbi Shimon of Segregation. So those are the two tzadim that Rabbi Chanan suggests. Going with these two tzadim comes Rabbi Chanan and now tries to understand what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes between the Aruch and Taisus. So comes from Machalik, it says, if you go with the first approach, if you go with the psychological approach, that we assume that your kavanah is really for thee, so then it makes a lot of sense what the Aruch is saying. It really depends on whether in your heart of hearts you're really interested in thee taking place. If I really care about thee taking place, that's not my primary intention, but it's a secondary intention, and I know for a fact that thee's going to take place, so then psychologically we cannot close our eyes, we cannot say that you're not being mechavin to thee. About you being mechavin to thee. You know that thee is happening, and you're happy that thee is happening, so for sure you're being mechavin to A as well as to B. So yes, they're two separate ma'isim, but you're being mechavin to both of them. Masha'ikin, if you say the second ma'alos, if you say that Dovashen Miskapsik Resha is a transformation in the world of halacha, it has nothing to do with mitzias, it has nothing to do with psychological, with intent, but rather it's a halachic statement that whenever A and B go hand in hand, so they're viewed as one new ma'isa called ma'isa AB, what does my kavan have to do with anything? Machpatli, why should it matter whether I'm nichleibib B or I'm not nichleibib B? If tachmas, bottom line, every time I pour water on grass, the grass grows. Who cares whether it's in my grass or somebody else's grass? If B is always going to happen, so by definition, I'm doing the action of watering grass, which is a malach of Zerayah and Shabbos. So comes Rabbi Chanan and says, if you go the second route, that psychration is not psychological, psychration is halachic transformation, why in the world should there be a difference between a psychration, the nichaleh, psychration, the lo nichaleh? But the problem is the Gemara says there is a difference. The Gemara is the Feirish in Perek Abayna, that a psychration, the lo nichaleh, is not a deraisa. The Gemara is black on white. That if I pour water on somebody else's backyard, I'm not chayiv for watering grass. I'm not chayiv for planting on Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Chanan, second mahalach, that psikresha is a halachic transformation. So why should it make a difference about a nikolay or a lo nikolay? So of course, you have to pull out another claw out of the hat, which we haven't yet even begun to discuss. And that's what Taisus points out on the sugyan kuf gimel and aleph. There's a one-line Taisus, where Taisus writes, the reason why psikresha to lo nikolay is potter min haTorah is because for a totally different reason, it happens to also be a malacha she'en etzvicha l'gufa. So hopefully we're going to talk about malacha she'en etzvicha l'gufa a lot more as the summer goes on, but just for our purposes, we have to identify the klal. Malacha she'en etzvicha l'gufa means that I know exactly what I'm doing, I'm planning on what I'm doing, I'm planning on doing the malacha, but my intent in doing this malacha is different from the way the normal intent in the Mishkan was. That's at least the way Tosfos understanding a malacha she'en etzvicha l'gufa. Let's say an example that the Gemara gives in Masechta Shabbos, in Perek HaMatzniyah, is if a person wants to carry something. So normally if I carry something, when they carry things in the Mishkan, they carried it for the purpose of using the object they were carrying. So if I carry a sefer out in the street on Shabbos, I'm doing a malacha tzricha legufa. I carry a cup of water, I want to drink the water, that's called a malacha tzricha legufa. What if the reason why I'm carrying something is because I want to remove it, I want to get rid of it, I want to get it away from me? So that's not the way the malacha was practiced in the Mishkan. I'm having in mind to do the carrying. It's not a davar miskaven. I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm planning on carrying, but I'm planning on getting rid of something. So let's say a person takes out the garbage. So if I take out the garbage, I don't want to use the garbage. When I finish taking out the garbage, and then I bring the can back inside, that's a malacha tzricha legufa, because I want to reuse the can. But when I want to just take out the garbage, so taking out the garbage is a malacha tzricha legufa, because I'm trying to remove it rather than to use it. So it comes to us and says, if you think about it, every psikration lo nichalei happens to also be a malacha tzricha legufa, because it's true that I'm watering the grass, but I'm not interested in watering the grass. It's not my grass. That's not my purpose. That's not what I'm doing. I'm interested in washing the tefillin. If it would be my grass, and I'm happy about the grass growing, that's a malacha tzricha legufa. But if I'm watering the grass, and the chlal doesn't interest me that the water, let's say I have a cup of water, I have to get rid of this water. I'm not interested in making the grass grow. I want to get rid of the water. So that's a malacha tzricha legufa. So it comes, Taisus, and says, the reason why psikresha lo nichalei is potter is because it's by definition called a malacha tzricha legufa. And Malacha She'en Tzricha L'Gufa is also Pata Min HaTorah. So basically we have two very, very different approaches now. Why Psikresha Lo Nichalei is Pata Min HaTorah? What's the nature of this halacha? So it depends on the Tutsad of Rabbi Chanan's Chakira. If you hold that the whole thrust of Psikresha is defined as a psychological kavana, so then Psikresha Lo Nichalei is not a Psikresha B'chol. A Psikresha Lo Nichalei is always a Psikresha. It's a Mufka from a deep Psikresha. If it's not a psikresha, what is it? It's a davar she'en miskaven. Everything starts out as a davar she'en miskaven until it meets the criteria of psikresha. If for some reason we can undermine that category of psikresha, then it falls back into the original category of davar she'en miskaven. So according to one approach of Rabbi Chanan, approach number one, that's what's happening. It starts out as the davar she'en miskaven. I'm pouring the water, it's a davar she'en miskaven. Wait, it's not a davar she'en miskaven. It's a psikresha because I know that the grass is going to grow. But wait again, it's somebody else's grass, so I don't care about the grass growing. I don't care about the grass growing. So the psychological kavanah isn't present. Memele, it's ois psik resh. It's not a psik resh anymore. If it's not a psik resh, there's bite. The davar shed miskavet. It remains as a davar shed miskavet. That's according to Rabbi Chanan's first side. According to Rabbi Chanan's second side, that's not all that's happening. According to Rabbi Chanan's second side, whenever b'metzias it's a psik resh, whenever lamaisa A is going to lead to B for sure, it's called a psik resh. There's no shadow that every psik resh is a psik resh. Elala, when it's a psik resh, we pop the you for a totally different reason, for a tangential reason. What's the reason? That quirk, that must also be halacha called malacha shayna tzik legufa, but it's still called a psikresha. It's a psikresha that's pata for a different reason, not because it's not a psikresha. It's a psikresha that's pata for a zaitika reason, for a tangential reason, called malacha shayna tzik legufa. At the end of the day, who cares? Why you pata? Who cares whether you pata because it's not a psikresha, so I'm a melech or davashen miskavin, or whether it is a psikresha and you pata because of malacha shayna tzik legufa? What's the difference? You pata anyway. It's all the difference in the world. That a davar shel miskavet is not just potter. Davar shel miskavet is mutter lechatchila. It's mutter lechatchila to drag a chair. It's a light chair. It may make charitz. Davar shel miskavet is het gomut. But malacha shel tzik legufa is potter of alasa. Malacha shel tzik legufa is still asa b'dirabanan. There's a difference between potter and mutter. There was a bit of mashiach before. No, what's the difference between potter and mutter? Who's the one who's mechadish this? Meyachav, I can tell you the mashal. Meyachav was the one who gave the gevalik mashal. So when we were learning Mishnah Shabbos a couple of years ago, so I first introduced him the principles of potter and mutter. It's a hard concept for a kid, it's a hard concept for an adult. That potter means that it's okay, and mutter means it's okay, but it's not the same level of okay. It's okay that it's mutter to do it, and it's okay that you're not chayav skila, you're not chayav a korban, but it's still asa b'dirabanan. So we learned a few Mishnahis which have the concepts of potter and mutter and chayav, and I wanted to make sure whether he got it, but I wasn't really sure. I was only 8 years old, I wasn't sure that he really got it. Then a short time later, he pushed Avram Zev down the stairs. It goes back a few years ago. Those things wouldn't happen anymore. But the worst things would happen. But he pushed him down the stairs. But he only pushed him down around 5 stairs instead of like 15 stairs. So I started to scream at him, why'd you push your brother down the stairs? So he looks at me with a straight face and says, Abba, I didn't push him down from the top of the stairs. I only pushed him down from the 5 stairs. So I said, yeah, but you're not supposed to push him down from 5 stairs either. But he said to me, okay, but it's still Potter. So then I understood. Chayev needs to throw your brother off on the top of the staircase. Mutter means to put your arm around him and be a nice brother. And Potter means to throw him down for 5 steps. So he chopped that concept. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Anyway, get back to the story. So comes Rav Chanan and says, this chakira, this lomdus, as to what's the nature of psikresha, is psikresha lo nichalei, fundamentally not a psikresha, and therefore it falls back into the halacha category of davar shel miskavet and becomes mutter lechatchila. This is Shitas HaOrach. This is exactly what the Orach holds. The Orach says, a psikresha lo nichalei is het begomer. You can go into somebody's backyard, somebody else's backyard they don't care about, and wash the kilos yadayim lechatchila shel lechatchila on his backyard, on his grass. This is the sheet of the Orach. And Taisa says, you're not allowed to do that. Taisa says that it's not a mission of the Araisa, because of a quirk, it happens to be malach shel tzik legufa. But it's still asur, midirabanan, because it's still called a psikresha, because according to Taisa, whether it's nichle or lo nichle, nichle or lo nichle doesn't detract from the psikresha shabai. Nichle or lo nichle changes the status in terms of malacha tzrich legufa versus the malacha she'ena tzrich legufa. There's going to be another very, very major nafkamina between the Aruch and Taisus, and that's going back to some of the things we mentioned yesterday. We said that the issues of davar she'ena miskavet and psikresha are not only issues in Shabbos, they're issues in kol Torah kula. Let's say, for example, the Mishnah in Maseches Nazir, which was the Mokar, that davar she'ena miskavet is mut even in kol Torah kula. So the Mishnah says that Nazir is permitted to play with his pace. He's allowed to wash his hair, even though there's an off chance that maybe some hair may be pulled out. That's called the davar she'ena miskavet. However, the Mishnah says he's not allowed to be seirish. He's not allowed to comb his hair, because combing his hair, for those who still have hair, is considered to be a psikresha. So that's a question. Is that a psikresha? The nichle, lo nichle, that's a whole sugya, and we'll get to that a little bit later on. But the Gemara, the Mishnah of the Feirish, that psikresha in kol Torah kula is also problematic. So what would the halacha be in the following case? What if you had a psikresha, the lo nichle, in other areas of halacha, outside of Hilchos Shabbos? What would the halacha say about a psikresha, the lo nichle, out of Shabbos? So there's no Gemara of the Feirish about it. So according to the Aruch, of course it's going to be mutter. According to the Aruch, once it's a psikresha lo nichle, it's ois psikresha. Once it's not a psikresha, the man it's a davar shel miskavet. So davar shel miskavet is going to be mutter in kol Torah kula as well. Mashenki, according to Tosfos, who says that a psikresha lo nichle is still called a psikresha. The only reason why it's potter is because there's a court called malacha shel tzrich legufa, Malachas Shevetut Laguf is a din of Malachas Machshavas. That's a special gzeirah sakolos avinu chashavas. That has nothing to do with kolot erakula. That's what the Rush writes in Masech HaShavas, that according to Tosfos, that a psikreisha lo michalei is still called a psikreisha. It's just subject to a p'tur malachas Shevetut Lagufa. That p'tur will not apply outside of Shabbos. So according to Tosfos, Rabbi Yechavin Afkamin Ladina and love of the Araisa, if I do action A, which for sure brings about action B, but I'm not interested in action B. I don't want action B. So according to the Aruch, l'chayra, that should be mutter. But according to Taisus, l'chayra, that's going to be a problem.
What would the Aruch do with the fact that another Malalak on his hair? Because if it doesn't benefit him.
So then we have to figure out, okay, so we have to figure out, we get a little bit late to Lakshya Tzit Lugufu, when we come back to that, is combing the hair called, some of the hair falling out that may be beneficial.
Why would Taisus then get called to a full child?
Because Malach Shevetut Laguf is a subset of Malachas Bakshevis, and that's only done by Shabbos. It's not a dinner called Tarakula. So there won't be any difference. No, but in Shabbos you still have the Ptur, still Potter Min HaTorah, whereas in Kol Tarakula it's going to be an Isidirai, it's going to be a Malachas. Right, it's worse in Kol Tarakula than in Shabbos, according to Tarakula. So again, so we have a basic hakira of Rabbi Chodin, has how to understand the lumpness of Psikresha. We have now two working Nafkamina, Nafkamina and Hilchot Shabbos. Is psikreishul onichulei mutlach etchila rasa midrabanan, and after meeting number two in Kol Tarakula is psikreishul onichulei mutlach etchila, or is it rasa midrabanan? So do we have any raya's? Any raya's possibly we could bring? So Tosfos in Shabbos and Tosfos in Ksubas, a few places, Tosfos quotes the sheet is Aruch, and they bring a few basic raya's for the Aruch, and then they reject each of the raya's. So the first raya, the famous raya of the Aruch, the most famous raya the Aruch himself brings, is the raya from Mizalfin Yayin Agabi HaMizbech. What in the world is Mizalfin Yayin Agabi HaMizbech? So we need a little bit of a background. The sugya in Maseches Menachos, that's not, if I'm not mistaken. So the Gemara raised the following question. There is a din, we just read about last week's Pasha, that when you bring Korban Nesach, if you bring Yayin on the Mizbech, so you pour the wine in a certain place in the Mizbech. There was Safon, there were special places on the Mizbech, special tubes. Those were Mishnah Sukha. Remember the special tubes on the side of the Mizbech that the wine would be poured down. So that's true when you bring the Sochem. What about if a person volunteers to bring Yayin? So a person can bring Nedv and Adav, a person can volunteer Stam to bring wine, to pour it in the Mizbech. So what does he do with that wine? Where does that wine go? So it's Machlekes HaTanoim. So one Tana says that he pours the wine down the same tubes as you bring the wine for the Nesochem. And there's another Tana that says, no, that maybe Yayin and Mizalfo Gabi and Mizbech. You just pour it directly onto the Mizbech itself. You take your barrel of wine, your Machdash wine for the Beis Hamikdash, you bring your barrel of wine and you stand there on the Mizbech, not you, the Kohen stands there and pours the wine directly onto the Mizbech proper. So comes the Gemara and says, wait a second, how can you do that? How can you pour the wine directly onto the Mizbech? Isn't that a problem? It's an Issa Deraisa, the Mechabe Eish Al Gabi HaMizbech. The Torah says, Eish La Mizbech Tukadol Lo Sichbe. There's an Issa to extinguish the fire in the Mizbech. So the Gemara says that Issa Mechabe Eish Al HaMizbech, it's not just if you put out the entire Mizbech, even if you put out part of the Mizbech, guy takes a fire extinguisher, puts out the right hand corner of the Mizbech, that's also an Issa Deraisa. So what gives you a right to pour wine? When you pour wine into the Mizbech, obviously you're going to douse some of the flames, you're going to put out some of the fire, so that should be an Issa Deraisa. So the Gemara says the only way to explain that sheet that says Mizal Pinyan Agabi Mizbech is to say that sheet holds like Rabbi Shimon, the Dov Shem Mizkavit is Mutter. Why is it a Dov Shem Mizkavit? I don't want to put out the wine in the Mizbech. I want to pour wine on the Mizbech. I'm doing the mitzvah satayra, pouring wine, Yishav Hashem, trying to pour the wine in the Mizbech to fulfill the mitzvah satayra. The fact that some of the Eish is going to go out, that's a Dov Shem Mizkavit. So the Gemara says that's okay. That's at the Gomel, because this is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that Dov Shem Mizkavit is Mutter not just in Shabbos, it's Mutter in Kol Tarakula as well. So comes the Aruch and says, what do you mean? What do you mean it's a Dov Shem Mizkavit? For sure it's going to put out the fire. It's a psikresha that's going to put out the fire. Says the Aruch, Zemin Fendal, you see from here, that, yeah, it's a psikresha, but it's a psikresha lo nichalei. You don't want the fire to go out. You're upset about the fire going out. Lo nichalei, if the fire goes out. So that's a psikresha lo nichalei. So psikresha lo nichalei is going to be Mutter. So you see, says the Aruch, that psikresha lo nichalei is not just Mutter, not just Potter, it's Mutter lechetchima. It's Mutter in Kola Tarakula. The reason why it's Mutter is because it's not called a psikresha. It's called the Dov Shem Mizkavit. So Tosfos has to obviously deal with this. So Tosfos says that the Metzius of the Aruch is not correct. Who says that? It says, psikresha, it's for sure that the fire is going to go out. Says Tosfos, I've sure been keeping darkness. You pour very, very slowly. Who says you're going to come with a barrel and pour the whole thing on the Mizbech Pasachas? You pour it a little bit, a little mashu. Never try to put out your havdalah candle. Sometimes you don't put enough grape juice out, so the candle won't go out. So you do it as a hechetetzah, says Tosfos, sakashal amaisa, of the Metzius of the Kohanim. They'll figure out it. They'll talk to the fire extinguishers. The fireman will explain to them how to pour the wine in the Mizbech without putting out the fire. So Tosfos wasn't too excited. Tosfos didn't think that this was really necessarily a psikresha of kibur in the first place. That was the first raya of the aruch. Then Tosfos says there's another raya for the aruch. That's a sugi that appears in Maseches Sukkah. So the Gemara discusses the following, a little bit of introduction to this. Most of the shiurim need an introduction. Most of my shiurim is always an introduction to something else. We never really get to where we want to get to. Right? Sometimes we do. By the end of the summer, hopefully we get there. So comes the Mishnah in Maseches Sukkah, and the Lula goes and tells us that if you have a hadas, one of the dalaminim, if the hadas has too many berries on it, it's going to be a problem. If you have more berries than the hadas, then the leaves on the hadas, so the hadas is puzzled. Why is the hadas puzzled? So the Gemara never explains why. So some Rishonim say because it's a lack of hodor, or Rishonim give other reasons. Whatever it is, Tachlis, Tamai said the hadas is possible, Pasha is possible, Minat Torah. So comes the Mishnah says, but you could fix it if you just take the berries off. So now you have more leaves than berries, then the hadas becomes kosher once again. So comes the Mishnah and says, Ein matin be Yom Tif. But you're not supposed to take off the berries off the hadas on Yom Tif. Why? Because taking off the berries on Yom Tif is the problem of Makkah Bepatish. Because the hadas before you took the berries off was possible. Now you're making the hadas kosher. That's Masach and Mone. That's a problem on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. So one is not permitted to be mamayit as a hadas for Yom Tov. Comes the Gemara and quotes one Tana of Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who says that sometimes you're permitted to be mamayit in the hadas even on Yom Tov. So comes the Gemara and says, what's the case? So let's say a person wants to eat the berries. He's not really interested in fixing the hadas. That's not his purpose. His purpose is to eat the berries. You're allowed to pick berries off of a... You can't pick berries off of a bush on Yom Tov, but if you have a group of grapes and you want to pluck a grape off the cluster, so on, allowed to do that on Shabbos also. It's not connected to the ground anymore. So comes the Gemara and says, how come I see the person's intent is to eat the berries? So comes the Gemara and says, aye, but it's also being machshir the hadas. So the Gemara says, no, that's a davar shein miskaven, and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon happens to be the son of Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon savlok yavu, he holds like his father Rabbi Shimon by Yochai. That's one of the things they talked around the cave. One of the many years in the cave, some of them linked the sugya of Dabba Shem is Kavin there. Hopefully they finish it before 12 years. It's going to take us to summer. Comes with Elazar B'Shimon and says, Dabba Shem is Kavin is mutter, therefore it's okay. Yes, think about what do you mean? What do you mean it's mutter? It's a psik ratio. It means when I pluck off the berries, even though it's true my initial intent is to eat the berries, but the mice and the hadas is becoming kosher. So that's not a Dabba Shem is Kavin, that's a psik ratio. Maybe a B'Shimon is psik ratio. So didn't Rabbi Elazar B'Shimon know that? Elazar B'Shimon learned with Rabbi Shimon by Yochai himself. He learned with his father, the Rebbe. So he didn't know that Madi of Shimon B'Shik Reisha. So says the Gemara, no, Lotzvichat is no Shana Charite. But the guy has other hadas, and he doesn't dafki need this hadas. So that's not the problem. If he would mamish need this hadas, he's sitting there, plotting the first morning of Sukkot, he needs an extra hadas, and the one hadas he has is possible, even though his primary intent is to eat the berries, that would be a problem. But since he has other hadas, anyways, Nishkefelach, that's okay. Why is that okay exactly? It's still a B'Shik Reisha. So says the Yoruch, I'll tell you why it's okay, because it's a speculation, lo nichalei, because the guy doesn't care about it. Since he doesn't care about the berries, he doesn't care about the kasha of the hadas, he has another hadas on the table. So it happens to be this hadas is going to become kosher also, and if somebody else takes this matoy. So comes the Gemara and says, that's called a speculation, lo nichalei, and therefore it's going to be mutter. That's how the Yoruch learns pshat in the Gemara. So comes Tosfos and says, this is taka good araya. This is a raya brewer that a speculation, lo nichalei, is taka mutter legam. It's not just that it's part of a law, sir, but it's mamish mutter lechetchila. So how do you say, what's the answer? How can it be doicha this raya? So Tosfos suggests a dichoy that they ultimately reject, but Tosfos suggests that maybe the malacha makah bepatish is different than other malachas. Again, a little bit of a minor bonus suggests that makah bepatish, the malacha of tikkun kli, is very much mind-oriented. Depending what a person's intent is, that's going to affect whether it's a kli. What makes something a kli? Like lamash aluchas tuma. Something is a kli because I think it's a kli. If it's a functioning shtender, if I made it into a shtender, I'm happy about being a shtender, it's a shtender. If it's not, it's just a piece of wood. So comes Tyson and says that when it comes to the malacha makah bepatish, one could argue that the whole principles of segregation fall by the wayside. That the whole notion of segregation doesn't really make any sense when it comes to makah bepatish, because makah bepatish, in order to be called makah bepatish, you need kavana gemura. Your kavana is not just a tangential part of the malacha. But kavana by makah bepatish defines the very essence of the malacha. So if the whole point of what you're trying to do is to make a kli, and then it's called a malacha. If your point is not to make a kli, then it's always malacha, then it's not considered to be a malacha. So maybe that's the reason why it's mutter. It's not the regular klal of psik resha. It's based on the special unique klal of makah bepatish.
Just to start, it's very mind oriented. Wouldn't that be more within the chefs of the what you're making rather than your mice? Meaning like your mice are...
No, well, if I don't need this hadas. Okay, but if I don't need this hadas, if I don't want that hadas, it's not considered to be taken away. So Tyson in the end rejects the stance. So this is one possible deep that Tyson has again, hopefully Mitzvah Hashem in the next year, tomorrow, the trip day, but the next day Mitzvah Hashem. So we'll continue to try to understand this Raya a little bit better, and a lot of the Machlokes Taisa and the Aruch, and this Raya, Masechta Sufah, is going to open up for us a very, very serious Shaila, Mamash Halacha L'Maisa. Real Shaila that comes every single Shabbos is going to depend on what's the correct answer of the Dicha or the Raya of the Aruch is.